Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward at 8:30. Chalk up another nomination for President Trump to receive the Nobel Peace Prize.
Two Norwegian lawmakers saying they filed their Nobel Peace Prize nominations following President Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Christian Tybring-Gjedde and Per Willy Amundsen crediting the president with taking a huge and important step in the direction of peace between North and South Korea. They're not the first to put the president's name forward. A group of US lawmakers has done the same. Nobel observers say it's too soon to predict what might happen. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Authorities say a 16-year-old was killed and three others were injured in a drive-by shooting during a cookout in Georgia. A Bibb County Sheriff's Office news release says Calvin Bernard Harvey had been shot once when deputies found him lying on a stoop at about 12:30 a.m. Sunday. As the Latino population grows in southwest Kansas, its residents are beginning to talk with a new accent, even those who do not speak Spanish.
K-State said in a news release the research is part of its Kansas Speaks project, which is documenting language change because of rapidly changing demographics. They are calling this new way of speaking a liberal accent or liberal sound. Liberal is in Seward County, population 25,000. About 59% of the town's population was Hispanic or Latino in 2010, according to the U.S. Census. A couple of decades ago, it was about 20% Latino. The changes happening in Liberal are similar to how the Minnesota accent developed through Northern European immigration to the region. The changes are more prominent in youths. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
If you want to put a yard sign up to support your favorite political candidate, be sure you know where you're putting them. Kim Stitch is with the Kansas Department of Transportation.
Signs are never allowed on KDOT right-of-way. That's something that's standard, whether it's business signs, garage sale signs, or political signs. But especially during the summer of a campaign and an election, we see a lot more signs along highway right-of-way that have to be removed.
Stitch says if signs are removed, they are taken to the area KDOT office and they can be reclaimed. The Justice Department's Inspector General will testify in the House and Senate this week, following his long-awaited report on the Hillary Clinton email probe, and the focus of that report may soon follow in the witness chair.
Michael Horowitz will detail his findings before lawmakers. His bombshell report found that former FBI Director James Comey was insubordinate in his handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, but at the same time was not politically biased during that process. While Congress hopes for more clarity there, the Washington Post reports FBI agent Peter Strzok, who was singled out in the IG report for his anti-Trump tweets, would also be willing to testify without immunity and without taking the fifth. Any Strzok appearance has yet to be scheduled. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's going to be another hot, humid day in Wichita, but temperatures start to trend down a bit as the frontal boundary moves our way by midweek. The high this afternoon, 93. Tonight's low, 75. And a few storms possible on Tuesday with a high 91. A much better chance of rain on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 77 degrees. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. 8:35 here on a Monday morning with Steve and Ted, and that means it's time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. We'll start out, we'll get a little celebrity profile. Let's get up close in the kitchen.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Chef Gordon Ramsay. Ramsay starts the timer on his new show, 24 Hours to Hell and Back.
24 Hours to Hell and Back. I think it's me at my best because I'm relentless, firmer, harsher, brutally honest, and I got the collateral damage before I get there. So there's no BS. They can't waffle. I'm not digging. I know where all the problems are, and I'm coming straight for you.
He knows where the problems are because first he's going incognito.
I'm fed up with being recognized because I get everything. I get the best cuts. I get the free dinners. And everybody else sat around me are second, third, fourth best. going into these restaurants undercover, for me, I get to see it true face in terms of what they're doing, how inconsistent they are.
Then he starts the revamping, complete with his Hell on Wheels mobile kitchen to redo those menus.
Look at that. Do you want my help?
Yes, I do.
Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back is now running on Fox. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Bruce Springsteen fans, listen up, Bruce Hurdle, are getting an opportunity to collect a piece of history.
Starting today, fans of The Boss have a chance to own one of the ultimate pieces of memorabilia. Sotheby's is auctioning a handwritten working manuscript of Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run, and that could go from between $200,000 and $300,000. It's part of a Books and Manuscripts online auction, which wraps up on the 28th, and it's being sold by an American collector. Also today, Springsteen will christen the grand reopening of the Asbury Lanes, an old Asbury Park, New Jersey bowling alley that was recently renovated as a music venue. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Tonight, it's the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Black Panther and Stranger Things lead the 2018 Movie and TV Awards, with Girls Trip star Tiffany Haddish hosting this year's ceremony.
She ready, you ready?
This is the second year that TV is included, and also the second year there will be no gender-specific categories. Haddish is also nominated for her role in Girls Trip.
I'm ready to get this party started. Who's coming with me?
Well, Nick Jonas takes the stage with Mustard, Michael B. Jordan, Seth Rogen, Zendaya, and Common are just some of the performers slated for the show. We're both.
This is going to be awesome.
Chris Pratt and Lena Waithe are being honored. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's see how things turned out at the box office this weekend. An incredible animation takes on the number one slot at the movie.
I'm Mike Piazza.
We need to change people's perceptions about superheroes, and Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me?
Becoming the best animated film opening of all time, Incredibles 2 also holds the honors for the best PG-rated launch and the eighth highest film launch overall, grossing $180 million. Falling into a far distant second place, Ocean's 8, which still bested a new number 3 entry.
Please tell me what's going on here.
Our group of friends has been playing the same game of tag for 30 years.
What?
The R-rated tag starring Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms, Rashida Jones.
For the entire month of May, every year, we play tag.
You punched me.
You never know when someone's going to pop up.
The Warner Brothers release pulled in $14.6 million. Rounding out the top five for the week in fourth place, Solo: A Star Wars Story, and into fifth place, Deadpool 2, both falling two spots from last week. That's Fox on Film.
And we take a look at a few things from this date in history. We had a birthday today. One of the Fab Four, Sir Paul McCartney, is 76 today.
Yep.
Of course, just last summer, he made his debut in Wichita.
Right. Shelley and I went to the concert.
Yeah, at Interest Bank Arena. Happy birthday to Sir Paul. He is 76 today. And speaking of the world of music, 70 years ago on this day, Columbia Records publicly unveiled its new invention. It was something called a long-playing phonograph record.
The LP.
The LP. They were able to squeeze a lot more music onto those discs.
Right.
And that revolutionized the music industry.
Sure did.
And that was a format that, let's see, it was invented late 40s, and that stuck around. That was the number one music format for basically 35 years.
Yeah,
and
then
until the 8-track and the cassette kind of came
out. Now the LP vinyl's making a comeback.
A little bit.
Some people
still prefer it.
Yeah.
But it's still hanging in there, and that was first invented and came out and released 70 years ago today by Columbia Records, the long-playing phonograph record. It was 100 years ago on this day that a Broadway show debuted, opening night on Broadway for the Ziegfeld Follies of 1918. Most of the songs in that show are lost and forgotten by time, except for one. It featured a song by Irving Berlin called How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning.
Oh, there you go.
Which was a kind of a satirical look from Irving Berlin on the war. Of course, all the songs being written about World War One were very patriotic,
right?
Very nationalistic. So Irving Berlin kind of wrote a song from the common man's point about doesn't want to get out of bed, doesn't want when that reveille is played in the morning, he wants to stay in the cot and get some more sleep.
Yeah,
Berlin thought he was not going to be drafted into the war. He thought his medical history would exempt him from that final year of draft eligibility, but he got drafted. and served as a private at Camp Upton for $30 a month, way below what he was making as a songwriter. He was not very pleased about that. So he was already in kind of a foul mood. Then he wrote this song, "Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning." And he performed it a lot. That was really the only song you associate with Irving Berlin singing it by himself. Great lyrics. "Someday I'm going to murder the bugler. Someday they're going to find him dead. I'll amputate his reveille and step upon it heavily and spend the rest of my life in bed." Irving Berlin. Came out 100 years ago on this day. On
good lyrics. Yeah.
And let's finish up. Last night on ABC, we had To Tell the Truth. And the panel, good, funny panel last night, included Bill Hader, Mel Brooks, and Joel McHale.
Ooh.
And at one point, Joel McHale tried to get some of the civilians to at least name a Mel Brooks movie or two. Seems simple, right?
Number three.
This
man here is a living legend. Name two of the movies that he's made.
Oh, really putting him on the spot.
I guess you should maybe go to one of your fallback schools then. Number two, name one of his movies.
Can anybody name
Well, how about number one? Can you name one?
I'm so
Robin Hood, right?
Men in Tights. That's one.
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs!
Two of his big stinkers, as far as I'm concerned. Only one of the three panelists could even name a Mel Brooks movie.
Wow.
I know. That'd be a good
TV show. Call it The Generation Gap.
Well, I think we're seeing that.
They could take the older people and ask them questions about the...
It'd
be the other way around.
It would be the same street.
Because Americans are all pretty dumb about certain things.
Right.
Yeah.
Had a little action on fun. To Tell the Truth last night.
Yeah.
Hey, entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
You know, they're closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
Guess what?
They're open on Monday.
Yep, they're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They've been in business since 1969, serving up super tasty pizza pie and sandwiches and salads and spaghetti and garlic bread and all sorts of great things. Man, we love them. They are right there at 208 South Baltimore, right off of K-15. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now. Changes for a local tech company. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.